Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 9th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North of Cira, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800, low just west of Bailey 984, expected western Norwegian basin 990 by 1800 Saturday. High 250 miles west of Fitzroy 1024, expected north Fitzroy 1027 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North of Cira, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. South of Cira, 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, southerly or southwesterly veering westerly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in 40s, Cromarty and Forth. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, south or southwest veering west later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dover. Fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time in north. Fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 in east. Fog patches in northeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northeast. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, westerly 3 to 5 at first in Sole, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Irish Sea and North Shannon, decreasing 3 at times later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in northwest Hebrides, veering westerly 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Bailey, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in south, becoming westerly 4 to 6. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 or 6 later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Faroes, southwesterly becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in south, becoming westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6 for a time. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, southwest 6, 5 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 7, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1001, falling. Lerwick, southwest by south 6, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south by east 3, 8 miles, 1005, now rising. Aberdeen, south-southwest 3, 1009, now falling. Lucas, southwest 3, slight rain, 15 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Boomer, south by east 2, 22 miles, 1014, now falling. Bridlington, calm, 1016, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich light vessel automatic, west by south 4, 11 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west by north 4, 1020, now falling. Jersey, northwest 2, 24 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, west 3, 11 miles, 1021. Scilly automatic, southwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1021, now falling. Milford Haven, west southwest 3, 19 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by west 4, 22 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Valley, southwest by south 6, 6 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest 5, 1017, falling slowly. Valencia, southwest by south 4, 9 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 4, 6 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Malin Head, south southwest 6, 8 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Macrihanish automatic, south southwest 4, 19 miles, 1011, falling more slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a strong and showery west to southwesterly airflow will dominate in the north and northwest of the British Isles during the next 24 hours, while a weak ridge of high pressure will give lighter winds and largely fair weather in the south and southeast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time at first, then showers, squally in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then veering west or southwest later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 4 or 5, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Showers for a time, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 3 to 5, then veering west or northwest later. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time at first 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, then veering northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 for a time, occasionally 6 for a time in east. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwesterly 3 or 4, veering westerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Showers, then fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers for a time, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering west 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering west or northwest, 2 to 4 later. Fair, then rain, then showers, good becoming moderate for a time at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Fair, then rain, then showers, good becoming moderate for a time at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, veering westerly 5 or 6, decreasing 4 at times later. Rain for a time at first, then showers, moderate or good, becoming poor for a time at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later in south. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, south or southwest 6 or 7, veering west 5 or 6 later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. It's been a big night for the shipping forecast. It's had its own prom in the Ulster Hall in Belfast. My dear colleagues Caroline Nichols and Al Ryan were there. There were works from Britain, Ravel and Arnold. And you can hear the whole concert now on BBC Sounds. That's just about it from BBC Radio 4. We're about to join the BBC World Service for a few hours. Radio 4 Extra continues through the night, getting underway over there. George Cole stars as George Smiley in the concluding part of our John le Carré murder mystery, A Murder of Quality. Radio 4 returns at 5:30 a.m. Tom Sanders will be in this chair, and I'll speak to you again if you're up and about early on Sunday morning. Until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of everyone at Radio 4 wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star, good night.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has said he will meet the Russian leader Vladimir Putin next Friday in Alaska, where they will discuss the war in Ukraine. Speaking at the White House earlier, Mr. Trump told reporters he thought there was a chance of finding a way to end the conflict very soon. Arunade Mukherjee is in Washington.
President Trump making that announcement on Truth Social just as the deadline for President Putin to agree to a ceasefire passed. This will be their first in-person negotiations since 2019 over Ukraine. Speaking earlier on Friday, Mr. Trump said a deal would involve some swapping of territories to the betterment of both, and said an agreement was very close. Ukraine will not be a part of these meetings, and President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed concern in the past that any talks about a ceasefire must also include their voice.
The leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan have signed a peace deal at the White House aimed at ending the decades-long conflict between the two countries. The agreement sets out a framework for peace, which also aims to boost economic ties between the former Soviet republics. Here's our Caucasus correspondent, Rehan Dimitri.
President Trump proudly presented the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan as friends in his opening remarks before signing the historic declaration. He said that in the decades of conflict between the two nations, no other leader had been able to broker a peace deal. The document includes a commitment to build on good neighborly relations and prohibits the use of force. The two countries have fought over the territory of Nagorno-Karabakh since 1989.
The foreign ministers of Britain, Australia, Italy, Germany and New Zealand have said they strongly reject the Israeli government's decision to launch an additional large-scale operation in Gaza. On Thursday, Israel's Security Cabinet approved a plan to